You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the pre-market opening podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Today is the 29th of May and we're in the middle of May expiry week, and as many as 643 companies are going to be announcing their quarter results today. So a lot to expect from Dalal Street, and a lot has already happened on Dalal Street yesterday. To do a quick recap of what we saw yesterday and to find out what we can look forward to today is why we're here. This is the pre-market opening podcast and you're listening to Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
There was certainly no Monday blues on Dalal Street. Nifty 50 rose above 10,650 but failed to close above the 10,700 levels. Are there going to be Tuesday thrills, or are we going to be seeing some Tuesday trauma? That's the big question we're asking, and the answer, based on what we see, is right here. A strong day for Indian markets was Monday. It was fueled by short covering and fresh long positions. Fall in crude oil prices and appreciation in rupee have aided positive sentiment yesterday. A fall in crude prices is positive for India since the country imports 80% of its crude oil requirements, and a lower price of the commodity is likely to have a positive impact on inflation, current account and fiscal deficit. As we track the momentum as it is now, it looks like Nifty might face some pressure around the 10,734 mark. A reversal in trend is likely to happen once Nifty closes above the 10,930 levels. The 10,929 levels that we saw only recently, as recently as May 15th, is the high that we're looking at on the upside. Let's look at what the global markets are telling us. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wall Street ended in the red yesterday, down 0.24%. Asian markets have responded to that and have also had a fairly red opening all across the board. In fact, Nikkei 225 of Japan is down 0.75% as I speak. The broader topics index of Japan also down 0.57%. Mainland China's Shanghai Composite is just about popping its head out into the green zone, up 0.12%, whereas the Hang Seng is very much still in the red zone at 0.37%. Let's look at what Singapore Nifty futures have to say. It is indicating a red opening on Dalal Street, down 0.19% at 10,673. We'll of course have to wait a little longer to see if that is indeed the case on Dalal Street as well. But of course, during expiry week, some volatility is expected, and we'll of course find out what that is in just a bit. FPIs sold about 795 crore rupees from equity market, and DIIs bought as many as 1,117 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. So what are some big news items that investors should be watching out for today? Well, earnings will be in focus. Like I said, as many as 643 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March later today, which include names like Ashok Buildcon, Dilip Buildcon, Dish TV India, D-Link, Force Motors, Gati Limited, Gujarat NRE Coke, Indian Overseas Bank, IPCL Laboratories, Mahindra & Mahindra, Coal India, BPCL, etc. BPCL PAT is likely to fall by over 10% on a year-on-year basis, down 22% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Coal India PAT is likely to rise by about 65% on year-on-year basis, up 71% on quarter-on-quarter basis. And finally, automobile legend Mahindra & Mahindra PAT is likely to rise by 14.8% on year-on-year basis and up 15.2% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Steady growth there in Mahindra & Mahindra. What are technical charts telling us? What should investors be doing? Should they be booking profits? Should they be adding fresh long positions? For that, we need to turn to what the charts look like and what the mathematical geniuses tell us. Nifty 50 has managed to reclaim 10,650 levels and has formed a bullish candle on the daily candlestick charts. Nifty 50 struggled around the 10,690 to 10,700 levels, and despite an intraday breakout above 10,700, pulls did not sustain above 10,690 on a closing basis. But the up move could well extend to 10,777 to 10,800 levels, and a stop loss below 10,628 can be kept for all long positions, is what experts are saying. Three levels to watch out for today, therefore: 10,524, 10,734, and 10,800. Maximum call OI have been placed at 10,800 and 11,000. Maximum put OI placed at 10,500 and 10,600. Some stocks with high delivery percentage as we're going to trade today: Cummins India, Ultratech Cements, HDFC and Petronet. 156 stocks have seen long build-up. Some of them include Bharat Financial, Hero Motorcorp, IDEA and ONGC. 38 stocks, on the other hand, have seen short build-up. Wipro, Bharti Airtel, Mahindra & Mahindra, Sun TV and UBL are among those stocks. We are very much in the middle of earnings season. So what are some stock reactions to watch post-earnings? We'll be looking at Bank of India, whose quarter four loss stood at 3,970 crore rupees. Again, on higher provisions, asset quality has certainly worsened. This has been the story for a lot of banks during this quarter. So Bank of India stocks is something we'll be keeping a close eye on today. L&T quarter four profit was up 5% year-on-year at 3,167 crore rupees. Expected 12 to 15% revenue growth in financial year 19. So it's been a good year for L&T. Dredging Corporation quarter four net profit grows manyfold to 17 crore rupees. And finally, NMDC's quarter four profit was also up at 1,106 crores. So these are the stocks that we'll be watching out for: Bank of India, L&T, Dredging Corp and NMDC. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Yes Securities Limited, and this is a list of stocks that they had to give us, which would give us returns of up to 9 to 16%. Neel Kamal has a buy call with a target of 1,975 rupees, that is 1,975. Stop loss at 1,600, that is 1,600, for return of as much as 16%. New India Assurance has a buy call as well with a target of 790 rupees, that is 790, with a stop loss at 690 rupees, 690, for return of as much as 9%. And finally, Axis Bank has a buy call with a target of 600 rupees, stop loss at 519 rupees, that is 519, for return of as much as 10%. A quick recap of the stocks there: Neel Kamal has a buy call, New India Assurance has a buy call, and Axis Bank also has a buy call. I'll be talking about these in some more detail if you want to know a little bit more about these stocks on the Stock Picks podcast. But this is everything you need to know as you go into trade today. We wish you a wonderful day on Dalal Street. And if you're not trading, and if you're just interested in the drama that unfolds on Dalal Street, there is plenty to look forward to. 643 companies releasing their earnings today, bang in the middle of expiry week. All of that happening, and is the momentum likely to continue? We'll find out all of that and more as the day progresses. Until then, from the podcast desk of Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you very much for joining us, and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.